This is Tom Browning.
This is Pat Lackey.
This is Raquel Aurelia.
My name is Kurt Evans.
This is Rich Aurelia.
Hi, hello, and welcome, everybody. This is George Grant of the Cincinnati Reds, and welcome. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast on RedHotMama.com.
Welcome, baseball fans. You're listening to the Red Hot Broadcast for Monday, January 22nd of 2007. I'm your host, Amanda, and with me, as always, is Garth. I mean, John. Welcome to the show, Garth. I mean, John.
Party on, what? I mean, Amanda.
Party on, John.
Excellent.
Yeah. Excellent. So, what's going on?
I see you've got a drinky drink there.
Mm. Enjoying a little bit of the Irish cream.
Oh,
I haven't had. I don't know why. I just get a hankering for it when I was lying upstairs preparing for the show mentally.
Ah, I see. So that's what you were doing up
there. I think I was thinking about that that commercial with the really bitchy looking woman drinking the Desarrollo on the rocks, which I do not believe is Irish cream, but for some reason in my imagination it is.
No, it's definitely not. So, okay.
So,
what's up with those Reds?
Well, nothing too cheerful. Well,
that's right.
Not entirely true. There's some cheerful stuff, but we're going to start off the show and get the bummer out of the way first. And perhaps the drink is a good time to toast the life of Vern Rule, the former Reds pitching coach who passed away this week.
That's right.
After his long struggle with cancer. You'll recall last season that during his routine physical before the season, that was when they discovered it. They declined to say what kind it was. I guess in research it looked like it had something, bone marrow or something like that. I'm not sure. But in any event, apparently the treatments weren't successful. And alas, he has passed, which is really unfortunate. Just because it's unfortunate when a thing like that happens, but also because he really seemed to show...
He seemed to have done a really good job in, what, his 1 year?
Yeah, he seemed to show a lot of promise managing the Reds' pitchers And he'll be missed by the organization. Yeah. I'm sure.
He was kind of a mediocre player. He was one of those mediocre players that I thought turned out to be a really good coach.
Oh, it's always the mediocre players that make the good coaches, isn't it?
It's like because they probably didn't have as much talent. They had to work really hard. They had to have
think about it.
Some brain power behind
and actually think
all
about
of their
doing.
Success. Figure I think you out. Could see that in how the pitchers responded to him. They were. Mm-hmm. A lot more thoughtful, a lot better.
Yeah. Great smile, too. They've got the pictures up on, like, AP. Yeah. They've got the mugshots of him. He just looks like a real happy guy. So, unfortunately, that's kind of a sad note to start the show off on, but he'll be missed, and our thoughts go out to his family there. And the rest of, and the Reds organization, I'm sure that everyone there is really sad.
Yeah, it didn't... I think that came out of the blue. He seemed to be doing all right, responding to the treatments, and then... Cancer sucks.
No kidding. In cheerier news, in somewhat cheerier news, Loesch has signed since the last.
You mean
week.
The Loesch?
The Kyle.
Kyle,
right? The Kyle Loesch has signed.
The one and only.
The one and only. He got a 1 year, $4.2 million contract. Can you believe that guy commands $4.2 million?
Hey, Ramon Ortiz just signed for $3 million. His ERA. 5.5.
No,
you know where he pitched? What, for the Washington Nationals in one of the best pitchers' parks in baseball.
5.5.
5.5 ERA.
And it's RFK there, right?
RFK.
And RFK.
Hard to...
Man, oh man! And we got Kyle Loesch coming out for $4.2 million in 1 year contract. But you know what? I'm not unhappy to have Loesch.
That's fine.
I'm not pleased to have him. He's going to be the number four, right?
That's what I would expect. And that is...
It seems like a pretty solid number four.
That salary is in line with what everyone else has been getting. Well, it's less than what everyone else but he's in arbitration, so he's going to be his salary is going to be depressed from the prevailing market rates.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which speaking of arbitration, the other half of that coin, the person who's left is Aaron Harang.
Right.
And so I guess he and the team exchange numbers. They're going to be calling each other, seeing if they can get together.
Go out on a date. Maybe go see,
see
a Ben Stiller movie.
See if there's any magic there. Yeah. Yeah, actually, the Harang asked for $5.5 million, which I think is ridiculously low. Like,
sounds right to me.
Sure. Yeah, that's the highball figure he's throwing out there. And then the Reds are offering him 4.25. Now, I understand they're going to come in a little bit low on their arbitration right. number, but they just gave Kyle Loesch 4.2, and they're talking about Eric Haring 4.25?
He's a year further along in arbitration.
Yeah.
That makes a big difference.
I'm sure it does. I'm just saying that
but
next
side
year,
by side
Haring
like
better
that,
be getting a bunch of money.
Side by side by like that, it's like, what?
We just can't
but, you know, arbitration, the whole thing, punishes. It's not good for the players. It's only good for the teams. I mean, it's to keep the salaries of the youngins low.
Well,
and it does help the small market teams, but still, it looks kind of weird.
Well, I think you know that's all right. It's just easy to imagine Haring being such a nice guy. He's so shy. He's so quiet. He's like this Goliath of a fella, but you know, he's just like meek. You can just totally imagine, like, oh, I don't want to ask for too much. It's $5.5 million.
Yeah.
So, you know, who knows? Maybe he'll sell for the 4.25.
No, what,
you know,
on the open market.
What
like
does it matter? You know, of $5 million, $4 million.
Like, on the open market this year, man, he would just be raking.
Oh, can you imagine? Holy crap. He's so much better than the other pitchers that have been signed.
I know. Hopefully the market... Hopefully, well... I was going to say hopefully they sign him to a long-term deal, but I don't think they will, because I don't even know if they're going to... I'm not confident they'll get him signed before the arbitration hearing.
Right.
Because I think Kresge has a deep hatred for any player on the team that he didn't bring.
Well, that could be. But they're going to lose an arbitration.
Oh, yes.
If they go that far.
And
the only
could...
way he could let it go to arbitration, though, is if he believed he was right. I mean, going to arbitration isn't going to lose him the player.
Well, there, it's very... bitter, and you say a lot that each side says mean things about the other.
So he's got mean-spirited things to say about Haring just because he wasn't his own player. Are you sure he didn't have any connections to the Twins organization?
No, I think he was ace.
Oh, well. You know, we're going to have Ortiz before the end of the year.
Now he did sign with the Twins. This team is doomed.
He's going to be the number five pitcher.
Free haircuts.
Free haircuts. Free bad haircuts, I think. I don't remember anyone like having particularly stylish hair when Ortiz was around. Yeah. And speaking of ex-Reds, Toronto picked up Olmedo. Little Ray Ray, who was designated for assignment for a player who was really not particularly superior to him.
Nope.
Very similar. Who was it who he was DFA'd for? Do you remember?
No.
He was DFA'd in the deal for Jeff Kepinger.
Who is that?
Yeah, no idea. I think that he's another infielder, right? He's just
He's
another guy who's pretty much similar to Olmedo, except more expensive. And, as you were saying, brought in by Kresge, so therefore inherently superior.
Yeah, Olmedo.
I love Olmedo.
I think he's gotten such a raw deal from the Reds.
Oh,
so
he has been.
Hopefully. I don't know that he's ever going to be like a starter, but the guy looks to me like a real quality backup. Like a great defensive replacement, and he can surprise you with the bat occasionally.
Well, he's energetic.
Yeah.
He's enthusiastic.
Versatile.
He's versatile. And he's just got the best attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just I can totally imagine him being a little spark plug, a little firecracker on the team. He's like you say, he's not going to be the superstar. Clearly not. You know, he's only like 4.5 feet tall, but nevertheless, I think he could be a powerful force for good on a team. So hopefully he gets that shot in Toronto.
Yeah, maybe they're like,
paid in Canadian dollars and whatever they do. Bacon, snow,
Bacon, snow, yeah.
Maple syrup. Maybe he'll grow. Maybe all that Canadian bacon and maple syrup and snow. In any event, we'll keep an eye out for that. And you know, and all the times the Reds play Toronto, we'll look forward to seeing
right,
him there.
All those times.
Because I'm sure he'll be up with the club by then. That's about all that's going on with the team. You know, what's going on with Red Hot. Oh, we've got a new shirt, the skills of our crack shirt designing staff. It looks really good.
It only took, 2 years to come up with something?
That's all.
That's all.
And you know, I've already got an idea for another shirt. All I've got to do is...
I'm not going to tell
what it is, but it's going to be something for the ladies.
Come on.
For the ladies.
You got to give me 2 years at least.
It's not going to take 2 years. We're not waiting another 2 years before we get another shirt up there.
Fine.
But it'll be cool to have a shirt. Because, you know, I'm not going to wear the I'd Hit That shirt.
No, I can
I mean,
see that.
As beautiful as it is.
That's for the guys, I guess.
Yeah, it's going to.
So we need something for a lady.
For the ladies. Oh, yeah. So I've got that in mind, and we'll probably see that in the next
month or two.
It's not going to be 2 years. I'm thinking 18 months tops.
Okay. Okay, good. That's some breathing room. Thank you.
Yeah. So that's all that I've got going on in Redsland, unless you're remembering something that I've forgotten.
Nope, that's all I can...
Okay, well, what's going on in the rest of the world of baseball and sports and wackiness?
This is just baseball stuff. There's a promotion scheduled for the Colorado Rockies this season that I thought sounded a little odd and unusual.
They're promoting some Pebbles.
Bam Bam? What?
Up to Rockies.
No.
Okay.
Not that kind of promotion.
Oh, okay.
You know, the promotional days where you go and get a free team picture or...
Yeah, and then you sue because you're not a woman on Mother's Day.
Right, right. Well...
But you are a jackass.
I don't know if this is opening them up for lawsuits or not, but the promotional day is Faith Day.
That sounds like it's ripe for life lawsuits.
Churches across Denver are invited to extend their Sunday worship at the ballpark on July 29th.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Apparently, the Rockies have been doing it for the last couple years.
Huh.
Yeah.
Never heard of such a thing.
They've changed the name, though, for this year to make it more inclusive. Previously, Christian Family Day.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Which, not only does it single out anyone who's not a Christian, it also singles out people who are Christian who have no family.
Yeah. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, what if your family was, like, kidnapped or something and you didn't have any family there? You're like, not only do I have my family kidnapped.
Or you're the only member of your family who is a Christian.
There you go. There's another one.
Yeah. The article also said that they're not the only...
Godless siblings. Satan-worshipping parents.
They're not the only team doing this, though. Apparently, the St. Louis Cardinals, Atlanta Braves, Texas Rangers, and Cincinnati Reds have been doing similar things. I don't recall the Reds ever doing anything like that.
I don't remember either. They must keep it kind of quiet.
On the QT.
They probably promote it in churches and stuff.
Yeah.
And since we don't go to the any churches in the Cincinnatiland area, we would miss out on that promotion. It would be great if they gave something away. You know, maybe a little
free trip to heaven,
rosaries, or perhaps
autographed Bibles.
There you go, autographed Bibles. Perhaps something with Hobby's mustache.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Well, one of the teams that was doing that has apparently done the Faith Day promotion was the Rangers, the Texas Rangers. Mm-hmm. Got another little story about them. Do you remember last week, the story about Sammy Sosa being too fat for Japan?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Tubby.
Apparently he's not too fat for the Texas Rangers.
No way.
Way.
Excellent.
Everything's bigger in Texas, so I guess he'll fit right in.
Yeah, I suppose so. But it's gonna be a minor league deal or something.
Yeah, right? It is. It's also not final as far as I can tell, but it's likely to be final, and it's a minor league deal from the club, I believe, an invitation to spring training.
Okay.
He'll be attempting to come back on the team that he originally broke into the majors with.
Well.
Yeah.
Well then.
And if we're lucky, we'll get to see next year what a Texas-sized Cork looks like.
Oh, funny. Cork, you see, because people forget about the corked bat thing because they're so distracted.
There's
by
the rumors
steroids.
About the steroids, but Sammy Sosa actually did cheat and got caught.
He actually did, yeah. Yeah, and you know, I thought people made a surprisingly small deal about that. I'm like, he's cheating. Cheating!
Yeah.
I mean, there's actually a rule against that. It's not like there are things that people think are cheating, like stealing signs or something, and then they're just like, that's a strategy. That's not breaking a rule. But you're not allowed to have a corked bat. That is actually against the rules.
That's right.
I remember seeing that happen. I was like, wow. I can't believe I'm seeing that. All right, well, I guess that's all that we've got for this week, and hopefully there'll be some more interesting news next week.
Hey,
next week, Red's caravan is coming into town, and we should have some interesting
Chris Dickerson!
Oh, yeah! Heck yeah.
Whoever you are.
Yeah, they should have gotten Bubba to come out.
Oh.
That'd be badass. Anyway, so we'll be hearing all about that next week, and I'm sure everyone's really looking forward to that. And,
I know I am.
Yeah, me too. I think it's going to be a good time. And so if any of you are going to be in the Muncieland area on Saturday and you want to roll by,
Damon's the place for ribs.
Damon's the place for ribs. You know, it's all smoke-free in Delaware County
now.
Right. So you can even go in there and it's not even smoky, which is used to be the big problem with Damon's. Then, come by and see if you can pick me out of a crowd. I'll give you an activity book or something. So anyway, so until next week, hang in there and go Reds!
The Red Hot Broadcast is recorded live in our parents' basement every Monday evening at 10:30. To send your comments to the show, email us at rhm@red-hot-mama.com and visit the website at red-hot-mama.com.